Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
We're going to talk some fantasy football here with Tommy Call the Third. You can find him on Twitter at Tommy_III. And you find his work on USA Today. He writes for the SMG Network, also the Raiders Wire, and the San Francisco Examiner. And he also happens to be a Sonoma State alum. Tommy, can I call you TC3, or is that not your nickname?
You can hit me with TC3. That sounds good. I need it.
All right, good. Look, fantasy football drafts are happening all over the country. Tommy, TC3, I'm not a fantasy guy, really. I'm not knowledgeable on this. I'm not knowledgeable on a lot of things, but I hope you can help. I saw an article the other day saying that if you have the 8th pick in the first round of your fantasy draft, it's the best pick to have because a lot of them make you pick last if you picked first in the first round. Is that something that is real, and what's the best strategy?
Yeah, so I kind of agree with that. I was hoping for I actually had my first bigger draft yesterday, and I was hoping to get in that 8 to 10 range because it's kind of nice having the little back-to-back because most drafts are snake style. So if you get 8, you have about the 4th pick in the next round, and you can kind of strategize a little bit better by who's drafting around you, seeing what players you can take shots on and what guys, because sometimes you have a pick early, you have a pick there, and then you won't have another pick for a good 20 or so picks. So if there's another guy you want, you usually have to reach on him if you want to grab him in there.
One of the reasons I'm not big on fantasy football is that I hate the idea of rooting against my team. Like, I'm a 49ers fan, and if let's just say I have Jared Goff on my fantasy team and the Rams are playing the Niners, I don't want Goff to be successful against my team, but then I got to root for him if I want my fantasy team to do well. I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one that has issues like this, or maybe I'm overthinking it, but what do you think about that scenario?
I would definitely say that's one of the bigger sacrifices when it comes to fantasy football.
Yeah.
There's different ways you can avoid it. Sometimes people, will if they're a big enough fan, they'll sit a guy against their favorite team, or you'll draft outside of the division or something like that. If you're playing for bigger money, then I would say you have to kind of strategize for the best player on the board. And it's just, you'll kind of have to take that risk and sacrifice the fandom for hopefully some fantasy football success.
We're talking some fantasy football here with Tommy Call. You can find him online on Twitter at Tommy_III. A lot of fantasy drafts are going to be wrapping up this weekend. Everyone knows the big names, the big quarterbacks, the big defenses, the big receivers. But who are some people you think are kind of sleepers under the radar picks this year for fantasy football?
Yeah, I'll start from the top. A guy that I think is being actually slept on pretty hard, just who is kind of a bigger name, is Arizona's David Johnson. He's kind of, the top guys are, Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, and then David Johnson's kind of what I've been seeing is like the 4th guy in that group because he's coming off an injury. He's on Arizona. They're not the best team, but he kind of does everything for them. And when he was at his best, he was catching the ball. He's touching the ball 25 times a game at minimum. And when people talk about his injury, he actually hurt his wrist last season. And there was reports from the time he got injured that he was working out almost 100% outside of things he needed that wrist for. So he's working out his leg. So he almost took this whole year to get stronger and stronger and stronger. So outside of David Johnson, other guys that I really like are Dalvin Cook, who again is bouncing off a injury, but that offensive line they have in there in Minnesota is just loaded. They have really good receivers, as we know, so they're not going to be able to stack the box against them. And I think first and foremost, Mike Zimmer wants to run the football there in Minnesota. And then another guy I absolutely love that I'm targeting in every single draft is Leonard Fournette out of Jacksonville, because they beefed up their offensive line again. They have just a stacked offensive line, and they're obviously committed to the run. I'll give you one last guy here locally in the Bay Area, Marquise Goodwin. That has got to be the guy. I think he is the full-fledged number one receiver in San Francisco. I think he is going to see – when Jimmy Garoppolo took over, he had something around like 9 targets per game. I think it was 8.6 targets, averaged 80 yards receiving with Garoppolo out there. And I think he's just going to take that next step. I was at a lot of training camp. You could see he's worked on his footwork. He's working on separation. He's working on those intermediate routes. And it's obvious that him and Garoppolo have a thing. And if this 49ers offense is going to be as good as we think it is, it's going to be headed by Goodwin on the outside.
Good stuff from Tommy Call III, TC3. You can find him on Twitter at Tommy_III. Catch his work on USA Today's SMG Network, the Raiders Wire, the San Francisco Examiner. And we're going to have you on again, Tommy. Since you cover the Raiders, I want to get some Raiders insight. I'll pick your brain on the Raiders in the upcoming season. Cool?
No doubt. Definitely.
Awesome. Good stuff. All right. We are live at the Publican in Windsor doing the Danny Wright Show 2-year anniversary party. Come on down. We're here until 9 o'clock. Right now, let's take a look at the roads.